Now, last night, Dundalk Photographic Society were honoured with a civic reception to celebrate their World Club Championship win, making Dundalk Photographic Society the premier amateur photographic club in the world. Pat O'Shaughnessy went along to the reception last night and spoke with some of the members of the club, and he also met up with Conor Keelan from Dundalk Town Council, who expressed his pride in this wonderful achievement.
It was only due recognition in light of the significance of the event. Once we knew the event, when we heard of the award that happened in February in Paris, Gabriel got in touch with me through my office, and we tried to set up a time which would facilitate both groups to have the reception here. So thankfully it went ahead. Thankfully we had as soon as we could accommodate it. So and we have a selection of images on display here in the basement gallery, and I understand there will be an exhibition shortly taking place in the County Museum on behalf of the group as well, which again will show some of the significance of the group's work.
Thank you very much, Cathaoirleach, look, and I'll let you back in to enjoy the festivities that you can hear Dara going on in the background. I'll join now by some of the members of the club, Ciarán Naval. I have to say, a fantastic achievement, and you must feel very good inside.
I do. I feel great. It's a wonderful achievement, and it really is. It's a big deal. There aren't too many world champions, I suppose, in Dundalk, and as a member of the club and as a member of the five-man panel, I suppose, I feel very proud and very honoured to be part of it and to be able to call myself a world champion, if you like. So it's great.
No doubt about it. Gabriel O'Shaughnessy, the chairman of the club, I was listening to your speech inside in the chambers, and not too many people get the offer of doing that. And you said you wanted to move the club on, and it was a terrific honour as a Dundalk man and to have the name of Dundalk in the society.
Yeah, very much. That was very much from the heart, and echoing the sentiments of the whole society, really. We're very proud of our town and Dundalk, and very conscious of the help and support that we've got all over the years, you know, from the council, the recognition and the chairman's award over the years, the use of the facilities, and support that we got when we made our book in 2009. So I was very, very much echoing that sentiment, and you know, this was the perfect opportunity and the perfect platform to put that out there. Yeah, definitely.
I suppose the obvious question is, when somebody receives a world accolade, where to from now?
Well, basically, I think we didn't receive the world title by chance. It happened because of a lot of hard work, and it happened because of where the standard is in the club. And that would be the thing we'll be hoping to do, is maintain that standard and keep the members happy and basically keep doing what we're doing. And, you know, the rewards and that will come then if we manage to do that.
Well, congratulations. I'm moving to another one of the female members, indeed, of the club, Maria Lynch. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
Yeah. What does it feel like?
Well, as secretary to Dundalk Photographic Society, it's a great honour to be secretary, but to be secretary of the World Cup winners is even better. And as a member, as a photographer, we have their photography to aspire to, which is a big, long road for some of us. But hopefully the rest of us will get there and follow in their success and keep it up.
And I was looking at the smile on all your faces up there as you signed the book in the chambers. You know, you've arrived, your peers you have recognised here in Dundalk that you are world champions. And there was a great smile on your face as you signed your name into the book.
Absolutely. I believe it goes down on record forevermore. So we made sure we put our names and addresses on it there for maybe the future people to see. But we were told also that we're in good company, because on the opposite page was Mary and Martin McAleese, so it makes it extra special tonight.
So you really have arrived.
We really have arrived. Thanks to the panel members who won,
and of course the whole club, as was spoken about in the speech. You know, it's a huge club. It's 32 years in existence, and you know, it doesn't happen without every member.
No, it doesn't happen without every member, but we really do. Our people at the top are really
world class.
Absolutely world class. They will be a hard act to follow, but hopefully the rest of us will be able to.
Thank you very much. And I leave the last word with Councillor Marianne de Butler. How are you? I mean, it was a lovely occasion.
Oh, it was absolutely fantastic, and it's great to go from the chamber down to the basement and actually see the 20 photographs. And I know certainly as a Dundalk woman, they certainly put Dundalk on show here. There's some a beautiful photograph of St Helena's Park in the snow, beautiful photograph of a boat and some birds taking flight early morning down the Navy Bank. So an absolutely fantastic representation of Dundalk internationally. So I'm so proud of Gabriel and the Photographic Society, because it's absolutely fantastic for the town.
No doubt about it. And there was a quip earlier on in the chambers, you know, that they're looking for a new home, and you've been a council. I'm sure you'll do all you can to try and make that happen anyway, I'm sure.
No question. We'll do anything that we can to support the Photographic Society to go from strength to strength, you know, and they've certainly shown us what they can achieve.
Good night, had by all. Well done, Pat. Pat O'Shaughnessy there at Dundalk Photographic Society's civic reception last night in honour of the fact that they won the World Club Championship. The World Championship winners there in Dundalk. The accolades all round.
Yes.
Yeah, welcome back.